Today's Amud of Mishnah Berurah begins with the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Roi l'chol yirei shamayim, shiyehi meitzar v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. It is proper for every yirei shamayim to feel pained and doeg, worried about the churban beis hamikdash. Pained by the fact that there's a churban, pained by the fact that there's no beis hamikdash, and worried, what's going to be? What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? What's going to be with humanity? This is a halacha that we find in the Rishonim, in the Rush, based on the Gemara of the different points at night where there's the changing of the guard and of the angels up in heaven, the Malachim. And at those points it says that Hashem cries over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore those are times that are opportune to davening for it. So the Rush says it means that every Yirei Shamayim is really supposed to feel like getting up in the middle of the night because he feels the pain of the Churban. With regard to the practicalities of it, so first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Mekubalim that the opportune time is Chatzos, halfway between the beginning and end of night. He also says that even better than that is to say this Tikkun Chatzos just before Chatzos, and then from Chatzos on to begin learning, preferably Mishnayos or Kabbalah. The Chafetz Chaim also brings the Shloh, who says that we're supposed to walk around with this feeling of we're pained by Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that at every meal, just before benching, we should say Al Naros Bavel, and on Shabbos we say Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Hashem Shivas Tzion. I see many people singing Shir HaMalos for Shabbos and Yontif, but they do not say Al Naros Bavel before benching during the week. It's the same Shlo that's telling us to do both as a way of expressing our desire to have the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt, and expressing our pain at the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Chafetz Chaim writes, though, that our Torah and Tefillah should be with Simcha. The fact that the Jew was in pain, and the Jew was in anticipation of change, the Jew feels that there's a need for change, and the matzah of a Churban is not something that we can tolerate. At the same time, the Jew has to know that when he serves Hashem under all circumstances, including at a time that we have Churban, that is still to be b'simcha. The next halach in Shulchan Aruch is Siv Dalet. Tov ma'at tachanunim b'chavona meharbos below chavona. And that is that if a person cannot say all of that much and have kavana, he's better off saying less and having more kavana. Now, what is this referring to? This does not mean that you should skip half of davening in order that you have real kavana for what you do say. This is referring to tachanunim, to things that are extra. Anything that is not an absolute necessity, one can say as little of as necessary in order to have kavana, in order that he knows what he's saying, in order that he concentrate on what he's saying. Now, this is a good way of introducing a lot of the halachas that are going to come up soon, where the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us that there are good things to say that are outside of what's absolutely necessary in davening. And that would definitely be governed by this halacha of Tov Ma'at Tachanunim Mechavana, as well as Tikkun Chatzos even. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions that if you're talking about the Bnei Torah, if you're talking about a Talmud Chacham, he should really be spending more time learning than he would be spending saying extra Tachanunim. And the same thing with regard to something like Tikkun Chatzos, if he finds himself waking up in the middle of the night to say Tikkun Chatzos, but it's at the expense of his learning later, he's better off not getting up to say Tikkun Chatzos. So Tov Ma Tachanunim B'Chavana doesn't mean say as little as possible. It certainly doesn't mean just say a little and don't have Kavan. What it means is that if it's necessary to leave out things that are not absolute necessities, things that are not absolute halacha, for the sake of having more Kavana on the things that one has to, or even for those extra things that you'll have more kavana for them, you're better off doing that than not saying more tachanun. Now the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, introduces several things that he says are good to say, that are tov lomar. Once again, these are not mandatory, these are things that are good. What are they? Parshas Ha'akedah. The first thing is to say Akedah Yitzchak. For what purpose? The Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, to mention the schus of Akedah Yitzchak, but something else. in order to remember how Yitzchak Avinu was Moser Nefesh, so that we should be prepared for Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is not limited to giving your life up, but it means making sacrifices, doing things that are difficult for the sake of what we know is right. The second thing he says to say is Parshas Hamon, the Parsha of the Mon, as a reminder that we can trust in Hashem, even out in the desert where there was nothing to eat, Mon fell from heaven. There's nothing beyond Hashem. This is in order to develop bitachon. So the first is Chus Avos and Mesiris Nefesh. The second one is the Parshas Haman for the sake of bitachon. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions that there is a haftacha that anyone that says the Parshas Haman daily will not find himself in need. His parnasa will not go down. Then comes Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros for the sake of remembering Maimon Har Sinai. This is not for the sake of remembering the Aseres HaDibros. It's for the sake of remembering, of reliving Maimon Har Sinai, which strengthens our emunah. Because at Maimon Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael heard Hashem speak. We all experienced Nevuah. We became an entire nation of prophets. We all experienced prophecy. So that reliving that by going through the parasha of the Aseres HaDibros is supposed to establish firmly for the Jew his emunah. I was there. So once again, it is Schus Avis and Mesiris Nefesh in the parasha of the Akedah. It is Bitachin in the parasha of the Mon. And in the Aseres HaDibros, it is the emunah of Kabbalah HaTorah where we all experienced Nevuah. The Mechaber then goes on. And he says, Uparshas Ola Mincha Ushlamim, also the Parshias of Ola Mincha and Shlamim, the Korbanis. This is to read the Parshias from the Chumash, the actual Parshias in the Torah, not the Mishnah Veza Makoman that we're going to learn about later. This is Tov, it is a good thing to do. For what purpose? Because Hashem says, this is the Gemara Megillah, Hashem says, when you learn these Parshias, when you learn the Parshias of Hakrovas Korbanis, then you are accredited with it as if you actually brought the korban. The Mishnah Berurah adds that included in Shlamim would also be the parsha of Toda. A korban Toda is another form of Shlamim. V'chatos v'osham, as well as korban Chatos and a korban Osham. The parshias of Chatos as well as the parshias of Osham are also Tov Lomar. They should be said daily. The Mechaber, remember, told us that we are to say the Parsha of the Akedah, the Parshas Haman, and Aseres HaDibros, and then different Parshas of the Korbanos. The Ramah at this point says that B'tzibur, one is not supposed to say the Aseres HaDibros. It says that originally the Aseres HaDibros were part of the daily davening. And Chazal took it out of davening because of the Apikorsim, who claimed that Kabbalah HaTorah was for 10 mitzvahs, and not 613. That Klal Yisrael was not given 613 mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. Only the Aseres HaDibros. In order that no one makes such a mistake, they abolished the public recital of the Aseres HaDibros as part of davening. Therefore, the Ramah is letting you know that even though it's Tov Lomar, it's only a yachid, the individual that can say it, but it should not be said b'tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says that even a yachid should not say it together with the brachas as if it is part of Seder HaTfilah. So a yachid can say all the parshias, the different parshias that the Mechaber tells you to say. But an individual should not say it together with the brachas. And a tzibur should not even say it outside of the brachas. In order that no one think that the Aseres HaDibros are all that Klal Yisrael got at Kabbalah HaTorah. So what do we have here in today's halachas? Number one, the mitzvah being meitzar v'doeg on the churban, the inyon of tikkun chatzos that comes with it. Your Torah and tefillah though should be besimcha, saying al naros bavel at the end of every meal before you bench. Tov ma'at tachanunim b'chavona meharba shalo b'chavona, meaning that you should make sure that anything that's not an absolute necessity, anything that's not a part of davening that we're mechuyev to say, you can limit that for the sake of having more kavana. Or a Talmud Chacham simply does not say anything outside of what's absolutely necessary in order that he have more time to learn. And then the halacha of the parshias that the Mechaber wants us to say, the parsha of the Akedah, which is Mesiris Nefesh and Zchus Avos, the parsha of the Mon for the sake of Bitochen, and the parsha of Aseres Adibris for Kabbalah Zatorah, plus all the parshias of the Karbanis. Now this is separate from all of the Karbanis that we do say in the morning, the parshias of the Karbanis. It says Tov Lomar, as far as the Karbanis themselves that we say, the Perek of Ezel Makoman, as well as the Parsha of the Tamid, that we are going to see at a later point that is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, sort of, and the Ramah talks about it. So now let's do a review of what we've done so far. We're on our third day. Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch began with the Mechaber telling you that you should be waking up the day, getting up before daybreak. The Mishtabura there mentioned the shla of connecting night and day with Torah. He also went into the basic halachas of washing when you get up. You have to make sure your hands are clean in order to learn or to say psukim if you don't have negelvas, or at least clean them in a cloth. You should, though, if you can, wash your hands negelvaser as soon as possible, even if you don't plan on getting out of bed right away, but so long as you want to intend on remaining up and you're not going to sleep again, what you should do is wash and not even walk four amos. But remember, these are just inyanim in Kabbalah, and you don't go breaking halacha for them. Then we got to the Ramah, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, always being aware of Hashem's presence. Included in that was the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius that the Bir Halacha mentioned, knowing that Hashem is the creator and sustainer, understanding that there's nobody else, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the mitzvahs say that there's only one Hashem. Then we have Avos Hashem, wanting to come close to the source of the infinite wisdom, Yiras Hashem, understanding that there are consequences to our actions, and Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem, not in any way embracing ideas of apikorsis and not seeing gashmias, any physical pleasure, as an end, only as a means to be able to serve Hashem better. Then the Ramah went on, and he said that you have to behave in the way that you do when you're in the presence of the king. Mishtabur mentioned that there are those who write Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid and keep it in their siddur. Make sure that if you do that, it's not something that's going to get ruined or destroyed or get thrown away, chalila, or burned in the case of having it on the Amud, where the Chazan daven's from. And then we have the halacha of not being embarrassed to do things in public. If this way you're going to inspire them to serve Hashem, so you do your mitzvahs publicly, if other people will be inspired, and don't be afraid of those who are making fun of you. But don't go fighting with people all the time, because chutzpah is a bad midah. If you're dealing with people that are already doing the mitzvahs, people that are bigger than you, there, don't make a scene of your mitzvahs, do them quietly. We appreciate sneas. The Mechaber then told us the opportune times to daven are the times of the changing of the guard of the malachim, the beginning of the second and the third thirds of the night. Later, the Chavetz Chaim told us that al pi kabbalah chatzos is the time. And then today's halacha, wherever Yirei Shemayim should be pained and worried by the churban beis hamikdash, tov ma'ata chanunim bekavana meharbas shalo bekavana. And then the last halacha of the different things that the Mechaber says it is tov to say, the parsha of the Akedah, the Mon, Aseres Adibris, and the various parshias of the Korbanos.